"Grange is my own, sir," he interrupted, wincing. "I should not allow anyone to inconvenience me if I could hinder it. Walk in." The walk in was uttered with closed teeth and expressed the sentiment, "Go to the deuce." Even the gate over which he leant manifested no sympathizing movement to the words, and I think that circumstance determined me to accept the invitation. I felt interested in a man who seemed more exaggeratedly reserved than myself. When he saw my horse's breast fairly pushing the barrier, he did pull out his hand to unchain it, and then sullenly preceded me up the causeway, calling as we entered the court, "Joseph, take Mr. Lockwood's horse and bring up some wine." "Here we have the whole establishment of domestics, I suppose," was the reflection suggested by this compound order. "No wonder the grass grows up between the flags and cattle are the only hedge-cutters." Joseph was an elderly, nay, an old man, very old, perhaps, though hale and sinewy. "The Lord help us," he soliloquized in an undertone of peevish displeasure, while relieving me of my horse, looking meantime in my face so sourly that I charitably conjectured he must have need of divine aid to digest his